comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all. Take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be there when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit so loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee, questions are still being asked about security in western Pennsylvania. Namely, how did a gunman get close enough to nearly kill a former president, Donald Trump? This morning, ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about one aspect of security.
A letter from the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee suggests your department may have, quote, rebuffed multiple requests from President Trump's security detail to increase protective resources. How do you respond to that?
That is an unequivocally false assertion. We keep very close watch on a very dynamic threat environment.
He says a thorough and independent review will be conducted. As for Donald Trump, he is in Milwaukee where the convention is being held. He still is not named a running mate, but could reveal his vice presidential pick today. This is ABC News. China and Russia teaming up on the high seas.
Just days after NATO called China a decisive enabler of the war in Ukraine, China's thumbed its nose at the alliance by patrolling with Russian vessels in western and northern Pacific stretches. China has shown it's not at all frightened by the U.S.-led rhetoric. It counters with this message to NATO, don't bring your chaos to Asia. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Fashion house Burberry naming new CEO as the company warns about slumping sales. Joshua Schulman was the former head of Michael Kors and Coach. And the box office looks pretty despicable.
The most important part of a heist is being aware of potential dangers.
No movies were a danger to Despicable Me 4. It pulled in nearly $45 million to stay at number one at theaters. Nicolas Cage's horror movie Long Legs, surprising experts, making $22 million in its first weekend. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman is expressing confidence in security arrangements for the Republican National Convention. Comments to WISN-TV's Upfront, Norman said the city has partnered with local, state, and federal agencies to ensure the safety of RNC delegates and the rest of the city during the convention. At the Capitol in Madison, discussions are underway on the future of the UW system. Study committee of lawmakers, business representatives, educators, and local officials heard public comment last week. The universities of Wisconsin face budget challenges due to enrollment decreases and other factors. And Wisconsin's 77th Allison Dairyland is on the job. Oconomowoc native Haley Heinzel will spend the next year giving speeches at schools and doing interviews, all to promote farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. Allison Dairyland's a one-year ambassadorship program with the State Ag Department.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch a couple of isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and still muggy. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80 by Wednesday. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Coming up, we're going to be talking with Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway about National Night Out. That's just around the corner. We're going to find out more about that and some other events going on with the police department, too. Right now, here's Alabama.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. To drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. Plenty of time shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind, I better pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place.
done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Alabama, and I'm in a hurry. 9:10, I'm Brian Winnekins. This hour, Today in History, opening farm markets as well. Joining us now is Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of events coming up in August with Durant Police. First one is National Night Outs on August 6th. And Chief Ridgway, well, thanks for joining us. I can't believe it. National Night Out already?
Yeah, it's it's getting close to August here, and so we've been busy planning National Night Out, and we're really looking forward to that event again this year.
So now it's going to be at Tarrant Park as always?
It's going to be up at Bauerbilt Sports Complex, and it's going to be on Tuesday, August 6th from 5 until 8 p.m.
So what's all going to be in store? What's everyone going to be able to see and do?
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of agencies there. We're going to have the Pepin County Sheriff's Office, Durand Fire, Durand EMS, Durand Police Department, Emergency Management, and we're working on a few other agencies as well. So we're going to have a lot of displays set up from different agencies that are going to be able to come, and people are going to be able to talk to those agencies. They're going to be able to tour squad cars, hang out with the police officers. And then we're going to bring back our giant game of kickball again. We're looking forward to that.
The other reason why EMS is there, not for the children either. Just saying.
That is correct.
That is. And, I, the adults are, you guys, while you're older than dirt, you can kick the ball a little farther. I think all of the officers should be required to wear their body armor while playing kickball.
Some of them do if they're on call to go and respond to calls outside of the National Night Out event. So some of them will have some body armor on.
I think the chief should have to have that.
No, I'm going to pass.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pass that. Along with all of that, there'll be a lot of food and door prizes and things like that, right?
Yeah, correct. We're going to do a free picnic again. We have some great sponsors. Maloney's donating hot dogs. Durand's Smokehouse is giving us a donation of some pulled pork. Corral Bar came through with some amazing chip donation for us, and just some other businesses that have definitely been helping us out with that food picnic, so we can provide a free picnic. It's a free event for anybody to come. We're going to have some great door prizes at the end, and we're really looking forward to another great turnout of our community for this event.
Talking with Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway. Again, National Night Out, August 6th. Really, it's around the country here in Durand. It will be over at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. And this has really grown over the years, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. There's a lot of local agencies that are now doing it. I know the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department started doing it a few years ago. They've got a great event from what I hear as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of local agencies that are doing this. And it's a national thing. It's the same day for everybody to do it. And it's turned out to be a great community event. And just sit down, get to know your emergency responders, whether it's police, fire, EMS. It's just a wonderful community event.
I know you're police chief, but do you ever find yourself at this event going over to the Durand Fire Department and getting up in the truck and potentially the new ladder truck might be here, just getting in the front seat, just getting your inner fireman going, I want to be driving this down the road?
It's kind of funny you mentioned that. So sometimes we do some training at the Durand Fire Department in their garage bay, some scenario training and stuff. So I get to jump in those fire trucks and pull them outside the garage bays and then back them back in. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm kind of jealous of those drivers.
You don't want to just pull it out. You want to go down Main Street with the sirens.
Lights, sirens, you bet.
And they got that cool horn.
They got a louder air horn than
we
do.
I think you're getting kind of, just saying, getting a little ripped off. Now, granted, you go faster than they do, so that's, I guess, the trade-off here. But it would be something, you know, depending on what you're driving. See, then, you know, you could have, you know, another officer with you manning the water cannon on the top. And, you know, on a hot day, the kids want to do a little bit of a water fight. Not a problem.
Maybe next year's Fun Fest parade.
Sparta Butterfest, they used to do that. And, yeah, the kid with the little squirt, yeah. And here's the fireman going, seriously, you really want to shoot? You really want to try and squirt me, huh? Not a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to have a water fight with a fire truck.
No, not with the fire truck and or the guy who knows how to direct that water cannon really well. I'm just saying. The other thing, you know, Pepin County, you know, the chief deputy brings that drone along. So there's always some pretty cool. He does a lot of different things with that, too.
Yeah, yep. I'm sure he's going to have that drone there doing some demonstrations with that as well. Last year, that was kind of our main demonstration was him with the drone delivering a life jacket out to the field and kind of showing what the drone can do. This year, we're going to have a little presentation about our therapy dog program. We'll have Sam there as well. And that'll be our presentation this year.
Is Jack going to be there, though?
I don't know if he is or not. I'll have to find out.
That could get... Jack might get a little upset going, why don't am I not getting all the pets?
Yep.
Wait a minute here. I'm just saying. Yeah, you know. And why do I have a funny feeling Sam's going to be with you? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, he might have to follow me around that
night. Yeah, see, there you go. You know, I'm just talking with the Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway coming up. We're going to talk about another event that the police department's working on as well for August. We'll talk about that here coming up. Right now, here's Keith Urban with John Cougar, John Deere. And it's 9:16.
Pepsi Cola, I'm a blue jean quarterback saying love you to the prom queen in a Chevy. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of the backseat of freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow up. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden, never grow up, and never grow old. Another rebel in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken dreams. I spent a lot of years running from believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way.
John Deere, John 360. John Deere, John 360.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Keith Urban, John Cougar, John Deere, John 316 and 920. Continuing our conversation with Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway this morning about some upcoming events as well. Now on Wednesday, I want to take a step back. This Wednesday during Music in the Park, there's going to be kind of a display on Madison Street, right?
That's correct. They're doing a Touch a Truck event. So Durand Police Department is going to be participating in that as well, along with a lot of other agencies. And I believe they've got some city staff bringing some trucks down and stuff. So kids will be able to come and tour the vehicles and hang out with first responders. So they're going to close Madison Street from 1st Ave to 2nd Avenue. And that'll all be filled up with trucks so kids can have a little more to do during the Chris Cruzy concert.
I want to drive the new plow truck.
You'll have to talk to Matt about that.
I think you and I need to take it for a safety quote-unquote safety run. You know, you got to do a safety check on it, quote-unquote. Just saying.
Yeah.
With the plow and the wing, got to make sure that they work.
Yeah. Sounds like you and I just need a day to just drive all the city vehicles.
The big trucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there is a place in Vegas where you can pay, like, I don't know, $300-$400, and they show you how to run a front-end loader and a backhoe, and then you get to go into the big, giant sandbox. Real live Tonka trucks. Oh, perfect. That is pretty cool. So that'll be this Wednesday as well. Plus, we have Blues on the Chippewa coming up. You're going to have you'll be doing a lot of stuff with that, too.
Yeah, Blues on the Chippewa's going to be a lot of new stuff with that this year because of the new location. So parking's going to be a little bit more of an issue. We're going to have some longer walks to get down to the festival. It's going to be along the river by the city shop and the flags. So it's going to be a little bit tricky with parking, so we'll see how that goes. I'm excited about the location. I think it really promotes the city to have it next to the river. We have a great resource on that river, and looking forward to it being down there, but it is going to cause some issues with parking.
And I know that the city police works with not only the organizers of Blues, but even the Tavern League on, you're going to have some areas for the Safe Ride program that are going to be like cordoned off that's only for Safe Ride parking and that sort of thing, right?
Correct. Every year we block off two parking stalls so that sober cab is there, visible, people see it, and they know like that's where the sober cab's going to be. It's usually we designate two spots for sober cabs, and people seem to really take advantage of it.
So coming up as well now on August 20th, a new community event. Tell us about the event and the reasons behind it.
Yeah, so Officer Brandon spearheaded this. It's going to be a community wellness event. We're going to have a lot of different things, a lot of different presentations that citizens can go to. One of them is going to be a drug room and a drug trends presentation by Sheriff Osmond of Buffalo County. So he'll talk about what is going on in our local area regarding drug trends, and then he's going to talk about the drug bed. We're going to have a mock bedroom where they're going to show hiding spots where kids hide drugs, things like that. We're going to have a mental health presentation that'll be put on by the Human Services Department. And we're going to have Officer Brandon and Sergeant Rudd are going to do a internet safety presentation, talking about the newest apps that kids are using and educating parents on technology and what their kids are using out there and how to help prevent some of the things that we're seeing with kids misusing electronics. So that's going to be a great presentation. And then we're working on also a scam presentation, trying to find a presenter for that. If we can't find a presenter, Sergeant Rudd and Officer Brandon are going to talk about that as well, educate our community on the latest scams that we're seeing in our area and how to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of those.
It seems like once a week I get something from a law enforcement agency saying, beware, there's somebody calling. And now they're actually using deputy names to try to get people to give them money to avoid being arrested. And I'll let you say it. That's not how it works, right?
That is not how it works. We wouldn't ever call you and ask for credit card information to pay somebody's fine, whatever that is. You're going to get stuff in the mail. We're going to come to your house.
You're going to come to the house.
Don't fall for those scams. Make sure that if you're giving money to somebody, you know 100% who you're talking to. Elderly people will get a call, hey, your grandson is arrested, this or that. Call your grandson's parents and just say, hey, where is he or she at? What's going on? Are they okay? Verify with other family members, and just don't fall for those scams.
Could they also, if for some reason they can't get a hold of a family member, call, if they're a City of Durand resident, call up and talk to one of our local officers, say, hey, can you contact, I got this call from Walla Walla, Washington PD saying my grandson's in jail. Can you call for me and find out?
Absolutely. That'd be we would love to get those calls rather than get the call 2 days later that says, hey, I lost $6,000 because I sent what I thought was bail money to a county. We'd rather help you figure out if it's a scam rather than deal with the aftermath of it being a scam. So definitely don't be afraid to call us on those calls.
And so the community event then, that's going to be up at the high school, right?
Yep, it's going to be at the high school. We're going to do, again, we're going to provide a meal. Hopefully we get a good turnout of our citizens that are wanting to be educated in the latest trends, whether it's mental health, drug abuse, and internet. And we haven't set an exact time yet. I think we're going to have the flyers out this week with a set time, but I think we're probably going to start about 5:30, do a meal, and then we'll start the presentations.
And that internet security, boy, these apps, I mean, every other day there's a new one.
Yeah, and you couldn't ask for two better officers to be presenting on this than Officer Brandon and Sergeant Rudd. Officer Brandon works a lot with these apps and the students at the high school, and then if he has something where jurisdiction falls into the county, it's normally Sergeant Rudd that works them with Officer Brandon. So you couldn't ask for two better officers to be presenting to the parents on what they're seeing and the latest trends regarding apps, and it's going to be a great presentation. I'm looking forward to sitting in that one as well.
So again, the community event, that's the community wellness event, will be on August 20th. Don't forget August 6th, National Night Out as well. Plus, on Wednesday, you can see some of the items and meet with some of the officers and city members and EMS folks during Music in the Park. It's 9:27.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna hold who needs holding. Mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying. Say what needs saying. Cause we're only here for a little while. Day I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted. Cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding. Mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, it means an extra mile.
Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night
a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You lean into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anywhere you wanna go, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, and judging by the smile on your face, must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and closed those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Currington, Must Be Doing Something Right. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Wabasha County Fair coming up. Be Wednesday through Saturday at the Wabasha County Fairgrounds. Let's run down today in history. On this date, 1834, the Spanish Inquisition was abolished more than 350 years after its creation. 1870, Georgia becomes the last Confederate state to be readmitted to the Union. 1913, Democrat Augustus Bacon of Georgia becomes the first person elected to the United States Senate under the terms of the recently ratified 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that provided for the popular election of senators. Before the ratification of the 17th Amendment, it was state legislators that basically elected our senators. 1916, the Boeing Company, originally known as Pacific Aero Products Company, was founded in Seattle. 1975, three American astronauts blasted off aboard an Apollo spaceship hours after two Soviet cosmonauts were launched aboard a Soyuz spacecraft for a mission that included a link-up of the two ships in orbit, the Apollo-Soyuz mission. And, of course, there was a Wisconsin astronaut aboard the Apollo mission as well. 1976, a 36-hour kidnap ordeal began for 26 school children and their bus drivers as they were abducted near Chowchilla, California by three gunmen and imprisoned in an underground cell. The captives escaped unharmed, and yes, the kidnappers were caught. In 2002, John Walker Lind, an American who had fought alongside the Taliban in Afghanistan, pleaded guilty in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, to two felonies and a deal sparring him life in prison. Happy birthday to Twitter, now known as X, launched on this date in 2006. That's what happened on this date in history coming up. We're going to have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and the Farm First Dairy Cooperative.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 3 to 1972, September up 13 to 2021, October up 13 to 2034, and November down 2 to 1993. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're moving mostly lower this morning as the trade, really, while they had higher cash markets late last week, they're not going to bid prices higher until they see that happening this week. Hog markets, so they're moving mostly higher. A positive export inspections report last week and some higher pork cutouts helping to support the market along with some short covering. August live cattle down 37 cents to 182. August feeder cattle down 25 cents to 258.40. July hogs up 15 cents to 88.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today as the weather forecast appears to be the driving factor this morning that is pushing the prices to start lower today, as looks like some cooler and wetter weather is expected in the forecast for the eastern and southern corn belts, and that is also pressuring markets today. September corn down 4.25 to 397.75. New crop down 3.5 to 411.25. New crop beans now down 21.5 to 1043.75. Chicago wheat September down 16.5 to 534.25. Minneapolis wheat September now down 12.75.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch a couple of isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and still muggy. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80 by Wednesday. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around
back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let your boys be country,
Let him keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in a hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo. County lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Let your boys be country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country, 952. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, there'll be a community resource fair July 25th from 9:30 to 3 at the Mondovi School. You'll enter at door 7. This is the second annual resource fair with the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties. Free admission. And just call 866-578-2372 for a free ride to the event. You can also sign up by calling by July 19th. Wow, here was something interesting on a Pennsylvania highway, a Texas Longhorn steer. Well, there's something you don't see on the freeway often. Apparently, the steer undid the latch of the back of the trailer using its horns to make the dash. Rhonda Collins said she and her family were northbound on Interstate 83 Wednesday afternoon in York County when they saw the steer in the trailer in front of them rubbing the horns against the door latch. Collins said the door swung open and the horned Houdini jumped out onto the highway at the Fishing Creek exit. I'm out of here. He did do it. I guess he tucked and rolled, got up like nothing happened. And Collins captured some of the footage and then spoke to the truck driver before continuing on her way. The steer was last seen running off the highway and at one point visiting the front door of a local business. Handyside Plumbing, Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning and Electrical. The steer just wanted to have AC installed for the trailer.
You're invited to the 156th annual Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Wednesday night, it's the big autocross starting at 7 o'clock. Bull riding comes to the Wabasha County Fair again Friday night at 7 o'clock. And it's another autocross and demo derby
Saturday night at 5 at the Wabasha County Fair. Food, fun, and farm animals at the 156th Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday in Wabasha.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera Ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sitting in the porch swing, listening to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just me and you. Rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train. Rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Feel the breeze. Just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train. Rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze.
Rhythm of the rain.